AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Regional officials say mediators are close to extending the U.S.-Israel-Iran ceasefire. It expires next week. President Trump tells Fox Business Channel's Maria Bartiromo the war in Iran is close to ending.
And we're not finished. We'll see what happens. I think they want to make a deal very badly.
The president also said the blocking of Iranian ports is fully implemented. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Iran war has been a historic blunder.
Every metric indicates that Donald Trump's handling of Operation Epic Fury has been an epic failure. Donald Trump promised this war would be won in a matter of days or weeks. It's now day 47.
The president also says China has agreed not to provide weapons to Iran. There is more drama over the Federal Reserve and a federal probe of a massive construction project at the central bank's headquarters. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two people familiar with the matter say federal prosecutors made an unannounced visit this week to the site. The U.S. Attorney's Office told a federal judge last month there's no evidence of a crime related to the project. The probe has faced bipartisan congressional criticism and delayed consideration of President Trump's pick to succeed Jerome Powell as Fed chair. Powell can stay on the Board of Governors after that, and 2 months ago.
I have no intention of leaving the board until the investigation is well and truly over, with transparency and finality.
Reminded of that this morning, the president told Fox Business, well, then I'll have to fire him, okay? Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department is asking a federal appeals court to throw out the seditious conspiracy convictions of Proud Boys and Oath Keepers leaders in connection with the Capitol riot. The next president at the University of Michigan says he can't take the job because he has brain cancer. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding near their records on Wall Street after a big rally over the past 2 weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 146 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8%. After falling almost 10% below its record in late March, the S&P has jumped 10% so far in April. The hope on markets is that the global economy can avoid a worst-case scenario because of the war between the U.S. and Iran. Seth Sutel, New York.
The rapper formerly known as Kanye West postponed his upcoming show in June in Marseille. French authorities had planned to ban the concert by Ye due to his history of anti-Semitic remarks. Ye has faced backlash for past anti-Semitic statements and actions. He's apologized, attributing his behavior to bipolar disorder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.